There's a good.
Anybody came on the Zoom? I
I
went on
came
the
on at
third.
37.
I went on the
No,
Zoom at 36,
I came on at 37,
and nobody
so
was there. So I was like, "Forget it."
I'm sorry.
Where was that? I
I'm gonna
was
put on the
like,
chat now that you're starting.
The person is private parties who's on Malthus, if they're looking at Malthus is
just having
placement.
everything get messed up. Okay. So last night we talked about this line in the Masechta Sharim, Kavalka line, where Masechta Sharim says that the more a person's davuk, the more he works on his nisyonis, the more he's davuk. Kfi Ashir Asher Kavash Yisitzur B'Tavoyis V'Nisrachik V'Namachik V'Nisay. According to the amount and to the way though that you are. As to that degree is how you will be Davakanasha. Oh, big Yisoid. Now, we have a little bit of a schwer line. What he wants here, and if you mimic yourself a little bit more, you'll see. Ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. The world is created for mankind to use it. Amnam hinehu oimid b'shikol gadol, but the world is like in a tremendous balance. Ki ma'adam nimshach achar olam u'misrachik miboyroim. If you go with the world, hineh miskalkal, he gets ruined. A makalkal and he ruins the world. V'mushoilet ba'atzmai v'nidvak miboyroim, but if he goes away from Gashmias, and he goes into Ruchnias, and he uses the world as a siyua in his avodas Hashem. Who misale va'ilam atzmoi misale. And he brings up the world, and this is a famous line in Masechta Sharim. So you see from these two chazals a concept that when a person utilizes the world for his avodas Hashem, it's that not just a shlemus for him, but it's a shlemus for the olam that was created for that tachlis. Okay, the olam was created for that tachlis, and he's bringing out the tachlis of the world by he's bringing out that tachlis by using the world in that way. Okay, what does this have to do with anything? And what's the grace of Amkus and what he's saying here? Right. So first of all, one nekuda is this. So what did he say till now that this is a continuation of? Let's think about it. What he said till now was that a person is made with the tachlis. The person's in his oilam, and the person has to have magamasa on the future. He has to understand that he was made to have zivashchina, and the ultimate way to have zivashchina is to have dvikas in this world, and that's why you need mitzvahs. So mitzvahs are doing dual front. Number one, with the tachlis of mitzvahs is that's how you get olam haba. Number two, mitzvahs have a credit to create dvikas in this world, and that's how you're going to be able to enjoy your olam haba. Otherwise, you won't enjoy your olam haba because we said that
You
you're
have a
not.
taste of wine. You don't have a taste of wine.
You don't have a taste of wine. So Mamela, you never developed it. You stuck with the Menasheves. So Mamela, in order to upgrade, you gotta do the mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs are doing two things. And that was one of those things when he said, Mashatamik oid. Okay, that's what he said. Then he said, Lemaisa, Lemaisa, however, there's a lot of challenges because we are in the world. And we're placed in the world and we're supposed to overcome the world. I think what he's saying over here is that, and this maybe is what's not really, but, is that the Amkus over here is that it's not just the pshat that the world, I'm saying the pshat right now, which I just thought it on the spot, but make it sound like I thought of that and I've been thinking about it for months. But it's not just the pshat that Olam Hazeh and the world and the Gashmi Zik world is a challenge. And the point is it of it is how much can you ignore it? So we're in a constant struggle. That's what he said. We're a constant struggle of things and it's something because we have a guf and we have a neshama and we have to be dovak in the neshama. So you would think that the tachlis is the neshama. The guf is just here to get in the way and it's just a challenge. And really, the whole world is here just to create that platform for a challenge, and we're supposed to lift ourselves up over the Olam Hazeh and ignore it. He's saying that if a person is able, there's a darga in maybe ignoring the Olam Hazeh, but there's a greater darga in using the Olam
Good.
Hazeh goof for the good, and then you miss out on the Olam also. So it's not just that there's a challenge. Is the Olam Hazeh going to pull you down? The challenge is, can you use the Olam Hazeh and be Mekadosh and bring it to its tachlis also? So comes out that the Olam Hazeh was not just created to be a challenge for your Ruchnias, it was there to be created as a tool for your Ruchnias, but ends up being, if you don't use it as a tool for Ruchnias, that's the challenge. You could have learned that like that. Right? You could have learned that as pure a pure Nisayan. You couldn't to pure Nisayan. And the point, right? He having in the Das Tunis, he was we were all blown away when he said this about the guf itself. So the guf itself, the tachlis of the guf is to purify the guf, and that's the point of Tchias HaMeisim. Is that after the guf finishes the purification process, it comes back to the neshama, because ultimately the tachlis of the neshama is not just to ignore the guf, but rather to perfect the guf. Remember that piece? That was one of the
Memorable.
very memorable pieces where he like said that we're taught always that we have to lift up over the goof. No, you have to improve and perfect the goof. And people that did like Eliyahu HaNavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu, so loy meis, so they never separated from their goof. So the goof doesn't, you don't need a tchias meisim process, you don't need a kavura. Because their goof is perfected by Hayalmur. Right? And everyone else needs a certain misa process and a kavura process to perfect the guf. But the ultimate goal is to perfect the guf. So he's saying, really, that's the whole Welt is like that. The whole Welt is be'emes that way. Tivupshat.
Is it? Maybe.
Let's push upshat.
Well, I think most, no, I'm saying most Mahalchim go that like the Eibishter gave us the world to utilize for another, and not just every single thing in the world is just there as like a challenge that you need to ignore and just lock yourself in a room the whole day. So, who has made it? I don't know, but no, it's different schools of thought, but that's it. This mahalach is not like
Right. No, I like the Hemshech HaDvarim, what he's trying to say. So there's an oimek here. Vim tamik oid be'inyan tira, because there is an oimek. Because without the oimek, what would you say? Without this oimek, you'll say that there's no reason for me to work within the world, rather ignore the world.
hey, isn't that the whole point of like making a bracha on food, right? Or like.
That's also good by itself. But in tamik oid ba'inat tira ki ha'olam nivra l'shimusha adam omram hinei hu oimed b'shikul gadol ki ima adam nirshach achar oilam. See, he's now saying, really, the world was created for your shimush. It wasn't just created as a child. It was created for you to use it. The shikul is that you're nimshach achar and you're not utilizing it. And mele he's mekalkal the world. Very interesting. This whole idea, it sounds like, You makalkal the world. This whole everyone says it from the Beis Halev in Parshas Noach, that that's why there was a marble. Right? S, all right. So it's the pasuk S through Tvachim.
Kishka's called Buster is dark, not
No,
Alvarez.
this is no part of what's that one? Oh.
He brings them a sense of shame. It says like.
Right. So Parshat Pshat is that we have an ability to have a roshim on the world. Why? Kacha. That's Hashem made it. Mishul Sharma is saying the reason it's like that is because the world was created to be mishamish us. Since the world was created to be mishamish us, so Mimela, now either we're bringing out the tachlis of that thing, so Mimela, we're bringing it to its tachlis, or we're gufa-vising that the thing's extra, the thing's useless, and the thing has no, the tachlis of it, it can't, is not being utilized. So it's a bittul of the thing itself. Right? So that's what he's saying. And that's why he who miskalkel, a person can get ruined, umikalkel oilam imoy. If he uses it primarily and only for avodas Hashem, who misala, so now you talk about misala, and it ends up being misala the world with it because now you brought out the tachlis of that item. He brought out the tachlis. That's what it means, to your point, when it says in Masechtas Brachos, Ma'al, so what's the Me'ilah? Me'ilah is only in Hekdesh. So the Me'ilah is that Me'ilah, I heard a shir from Rav Asher Arieli once, the Nekuda Me'ilah is that you're using something, Shaloi Kifi Amidasoi, not according to what's omit to be used for. That's the Yisrael Me'ilah. Mila means it's oimid to be used for hektish, and you are being mevatel its amida, by using it for something else. So here also, it's this fruit is made to bring out a certain kavod shamayim from the bria, and by you not saying a bracha, so you're eating it without bringing out its kavod shamayim. So it's a meila because there's no use of this thing without the kavod shamayim that should come out from the bracha. That's what Yerucham explains in Das. That's what I said. Keshkarak was a very geschmack. We got a good channel line.